We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Eddie in Hoboken. What's up, Eddie?
Hey, what's up, Mike?
What's happening?
Hey, Mike, Stan Lee died today. Did you ever meet the guy? What do you think of him?
Stan Lee?
Yeah, Stan Lee.
I don't know who he is. Don't know who he is, no.
Jesus.
Who is he? Who is he? Who is Stan Lee?
He was one of the creators of Marvel Comics.
Oh, who cares? I mean, I'm sorry, I'm not a comic book guy. Is that who he is, Stan Lee?
The guy created Spider-Man. That was his.
Oh, created Spider-Man. Sorry, I never was a comic book reader as a kid. I apologize. Never.
Mulligan Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Our condolences to the family of Stan Lee.
Real oh, who cares?
Lost to all of humanity. I love the Marvel Universe. I love all those movies. I love Stan Lee.
Even if you're not a comic book guy, yeah. The massive cultural significance of Marvel Comics.
Multi-billion-dollar industry.
Are you kidding me?
We want to thank everyone.
Internationally important.
Thanks for calling and texting and emailing. And
most of all, thank you for listening.
Thanks to Dustin. Thanks to Kevin. Thank you, Ray. God, you're a good man. And thanks to all listening, and thanks to God that we get to talk to Dan Bernstein and Connor McKnight.
That was ordained.
We're going to have the kind of show we're supposed to have.
We all right. Savior Jesus Christ makes no mistakes.
None.
No.
And let's try to keep it down the middle, all right?
Oh, boy. I felt awful when Stan Lee passed away, and we all kind of had our family text going.
Stan Lee.
Stan Lee in Peril was in the video game, and of course, Stan
Who
Lee,
is he?
The... All the Marvel movies that I've seen over the years, he's always in them. He does his Stan Lee appearance in all of them. And I guess he's going to be in Captain Marvel, right? That's already in the...
Yeah,
already
that's
made.
Already been filmed.
And there's one other one. It's
possible that it'll be in this next Avengers movie because that's already been filmed
well. I'm sure he's already...
And whatever
they
salvage from Guardians 3 could have him too, depending on what they do with reshoots and James Gunn and whatnot.
Right. Wow. But sadly, he was under apparently his estate. There are
Connor,
huge issues.
No, I mean, this is.
No, this is a.
Stan Lee
had some of us.
A giant outsized importance on my childhood. I mean, reading as much as I did, reading the. I mean, the X-Men comic book is basically an allegory for treating people the right way because they are who they are. They're born that way.
Yeah.
I mean, that taught lessons. It meant something. It was really important.
It led to great pop music.
Well, what he did also was make superheroes actual people. That
characters
weren't,
first.
That they were the story and the neurosis, the responsibility, the getting inside the head of what the superheroes and the people who became superheroes, sometimes they didn't ask for it. They weren't sort of gifted with anything they actually wanted and then had to cope with the responsibility, the social responsibility, the ethical responsibilities of their powers. And
has anyone checked on Lawrence? Is he okay?
Well, the truth
Lawrence
is that,
a big Marvel guy. He reads a lot of DC, too. Yeah, but he's – yeah, I mean, he and I vibe on Marvel for a long time.
The Marvel movies are so superior, it's hard to believe. And I don't know why. Because usually there's – like when you have rich backstory, you should be able to make great movie.
Yeah.
Because there's depth of characterization if you just read the comics.
Well, look at the difference between – you know, you look at the Christopher Nolan Batman movies and
right.
He gets into the character of Bruce Wayne. You can –
He
can
makes great movies
Batman.
Outside of the Batman movies, but to have a great director doing the Batman movies.
That's why Tim Burton cast Michael Keaton as Batman in the first place. He thought he'd make a good Bruce Wayne. That's who you have to connect with first. And the Batman just operates as the specter, the shadow. He's the fun, cool stuff. But they have the character work. That's the most important thing. So you look at those DC movies.
Despise Tim Burton.
Those work.
Creepy, horrible movies.
I have never, ever connected with Tim Burton's art.
Two or three times.
Ever. He's Beetlejuice, right?
Beetlejuice, Edward Scissorhands, Nightmare Before Christmas.
Edward Scissorhands.
There's something uncomfortably, like personally twee about what he does. I'm the same way with Wes Anderson.
Really?
You know what's interesting? I have a buddy who loves Wes Anderson, always talks about his movies, and I am with you 100%. No,
everybody,
we have the same sensibility.
Everybody in those movies, I want to hit with a yardstick.
All they are, they're weird, quirky, disguised as art. It drives me out of my mind.
When Rushmore came out, and my sister's like, Rushmore is the greatest thing. You've got to see Rushmore. You've got to see Rushmore. I'm like, and I watched it, and I said, I hate this movie.
I know.
And I hate everybody in it.
I agree with
this. I want to set them all on fire.
What was the one with the family in New York?
Royal Tenenbaums.
I hated that movie.
That one's, I could see how that one might be
tough. Oh my God, did I despise that movie.
Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou is, I think, his most the most accessible one, and it is hysterical from top to bottom.
I won't go back to any of them.
Hysterical from top to bottom.
It's like he's building these little doll houses.
It's like just,
it's just literally builds a doll.
It's this weird, again, just quirky weirdness and like,
for the sake
art.
Of,
no,
I think
not.
I just want to read Connor's movie reviews. It sounds like they would be very,
I mean,
I don't know. I think I disagree with them so far.
I don't know.
I can't blame you there.
Has the Stan Lee estate been resolved? Because he was there was elder abuse going on here.
They sold the Marvel universe to Disney for $4 billion.
Right, but somebody infiltrated his family as one of his caregivers,
or
got him
kid,
like, or what? Dragged his hand across a piece of paper. It was like a Dickensian end with the wills and codicils and everything involved to try to take all his money from him when he was non compos mentis.
Yeah, that's a sad story.
Yeah. It's a sad end. If you wanted to, like, the little pick me up for the Stan Lee lovers, if you haven't seen, he does a scene or two in a movie called Mallrats. It's a Kevin Smith movie from the 90s. And he, it's not only is it hysterical, absolutely hysterical, but he talks about building these characters and how each one a little piece of him and all this. It's just a really cool way to connect to it and a scene not enough people have seen. And that guy should probably watch a movie.
This transition brought to you by Aloha Restoration. Get your home bone dry in no time. What did you make of the horrible results for both the Bulls and the Blackhawks?
I watched both.
Asked the question this morning, which one held your attention longest, and
the Bulls
which
did.
Was the worst loss?
You know, I have to tell you, this may fly in the face of current zeitgeist. I like a lot of things the Bulls are doing.
Current zeitgeist is going to be pissed off when he hears about it.
I understand.
So is Rich backstory. He's going to be really ticked.
I understand they're bad. I understand they're bad. They are not poorly coached. There are guys out there who are trying to do what they're supposed to do.
Well, you can see that since the Golden State game.
And they can't do it.
They have the floor spread. They're running down the court. They're kicking out to the open guy, and they're clanking the three. They just don't. And I was saying to David this morning, I get it. I understand why the Archie Diacono story is so beautiful and all that. But when that guy is running point for you,
basketball buddy,
okay, if he's on the edge of your roster, God, what a great story.
Yeah, I've got a spot for him on my team, I think, somewhere.
But when he is your starting point guard, you got to ask yourself, what went wrong?
What I want to do is I want to have Zach LaVine watch tape of J.J. Barea running screen roll. I want Zach LaVine to understand not everything is 100 miles an hour all the time. And Doncic, too. He's gorgeous.
You mean drafting a professional player to play professional basketball is
a good idea? The drafting a successful professional
he's
player.
He's good looking, but I don't think there's a reason to bring it up. His game and Barea's game.
Watching those guys move in space and understand his game is beautiful. And he's just starting out.
He's so handsome.
He's 4 years of professional experience. Well, I know,
but he is sexier than any guy I've ever seen.
Have LaVine watch those guys
out there.
Understand spacing on ball screens. Understand what a ball screen is designed to do at what angle, allowing a screen to get set properly.
So you didn't watch the Hawks?
I did watch the Hawks. Amidst my frustration with a number of things, I saw the two early goals, and I thought, all right, okay, get things moving on, and the moving tribute to Cam and everything, that was cool.
That was their first point since October 28th.
And as I'm watching, I'm seeing Schmaltz just kind of, shoot the puck. I'm yelling, and I hate it every time, because I covered hockey enough to know that if you're yelling shoot the puck, you don't understand the game. And here I am screaming shoot the puck into my iPad.
That's not always true.
I checked on Twitter, and I saw our guy Jay Zawoski tweeting out why won't Nick Schmaltz shoot? And I thought, oh, I do know a little hockey. How about that?
You don't need to be a hockey expert to know that when you have the puck on your tape in the deep slot, you don't pass it to a guy at a 45-degree angle from the goal.
Yeah, we're not really going to get much into that.
If he seems to be the offensive choice.
If he would shoot more and score more, his game would be gorgeous.
He would be more handsome.
I mean, he's a brilliant skater.
No, he is. And you know what? He handles the puck, and he gets through traffic, and he is dangerous, but he can't finish.
There's no danger if you don't shoot.
Right.
Well, put puck on net. Sometimes puck go in net.
It was a frustrating game to watch.
And I was asking the question this morning, and I think it's an interesting one. Are they 0-5 under Joel and now 0-3 since then, or are they 0-8? I don't know which it is.
They're 0-8.
They've continued to lose. Yeah. I just don't know if we stopped at 0-5 with the coaching change.
You want
to
rebuild a little bit?
Are we starting a new losing streak, or are we continuing the old one?
It didn't sound – when McDonald was on earlier last week, I guess, it didn't sound like he was willing to set any kind of reset clock, did it? I mean, he sounded like he wanted to win now.
He put the young new coach in a terrible situation, in a terrible position, because they put the expectation that this was a playoff team, so go win with it. When they're not a playoff team, and now if they're not a playoff team, you start to ask, okay, what happened?
Well, the
or
problem,
what changes will be made?
The difference is they don't have the wherewithal financially to deal with what a baseball team can deal with because of the money that you just make by TV deals and snapping your fingers and baseball, advanced media, or you know, football, NBA. A hockey team needs people in the arena. And the Blackhawks operate in the red even when they were winning titles.
After their best years.
They were losing money. If that stadium only has 10, 12,000 people in it, they feel that. And the worry.
So you can never say we're
rebuilding. That's the thing. Like the White Sox, even the White Sox, nobody knows the White Sox exist. Nobody.
Bryce Harper, apparently.
Right? And even still, because of the money that's guaranteed to you in that sport, they can say, we're going to go fallow for a couple of years here.
That's interesting. Breaking White Sox news. The Sox have shocked the sports world, signing free agent superstar Bryce Harper.
I knew it!
On this huge move by the Sox, keep it on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
That is just in preparation of...
Rule.
It hasn't happened yet.
Of course.
We'll have a lot of texters. We'll be calling their friends.
Oh, God.
Call your sons. Call your daughters. No. That was a joke.
Yeah, I think the Blackhawks can really live with this fear that if the party stops.
Woo,
I mean, already they're having trouble selling tickets this year.
Hawks fans after 3 cups in 10 years aren't ready for this. You don't think they would accept a rebuild?
How do you define a Hawks fan? See, this is the thing.
Yeah,
likes Bryce Harper going to the White Sox.
That's a really good
idea. The Sox have shocked the sports world.
I think you've got a pretty small core.
Yeah.
I really do. I think most of what they've done with the cups is they brought the party to people. And it was like, oh, the red light went on. The music, jump up and down. Yay.
It's this music.
And... I don't think that if the party goes, people are like, yeah, let's go watch a hockey game.
Isn't that more similar than prices? Not across NHL fan bases?
In this country.
I think it is. Yeah,
not in Canada.
That's an exception. I just keep wondering if the biggest market in America, the Chicago market, a big Blackhawks fan base, can't function in that way, right? It has a certain limit to fans. Then... at what point does the NHL have to look at changing the way their cap works?
They can't. You can't create money.
No, you can't create money, but you can create... I mean, the NBA has mid-market exceptions. There are flexible caps. There are ways to change this. I mean, granted, it'd be a seismic shift.
Maybe,
but look at what they're not allowing their teams to do.
Basically, what you're doing is asking all the Canadian teams to subsidize the American teams. That's what you're asking.
How are you handling that subject today?
We're talking a lot of football today. Sage Rosenfels is going to join us to break down Mitchell Trubisky's finest performance at 10. Clayton Thorson, the Northwestern quarterback, around 10:30. We're going to have some fun with him midday, midway at 11. Yeah. Paul Charchian.
He's improved.
Fanball and League Safe at 11:40. Anthony Heron at noon. And to start the show, I don't know if you heard Alan Robinson on with McNeil and Parkins yesterday. There was a thread in what he was saying that I think merits further attention about how this Bears team is handling itself and what is not being said by the coaching staff that I think is significant and I think says a lot about the maturity of a young coach.
All right.
It's something they're not doing that I think is very telling.
We'll have a great listening show.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.